The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Luke is here for Am I Wrong. Hi, Luke.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
What's up, Luke?
Yeah, we're doing really well. How are you? What's your problem?
I'm doing all right. Just kind of got a little dilemma. This should be really happy, but, you know, it's kind of got me a little confused because, I mean, I'm getting married soon. So.
Yay! That is a dilemma.
Not the confused part, though.
I am marrying the love of my life, and I'm just a little confused right now because I don't, this is my first time doing this.
Uh-huh.
I don't know a lot about the process.
Hopefully your last.
I hope so. I mean, girls get all the way into this. I mean, they go, 110%, and we're 2 months away right now from our wedding day, and my fiance Miranda is just going crazy because now she wants to change everything after she saw Prince Harry and Meghan Markle get married the other day in the royal wedding. She wants to change the whole entire wedding. I mean, we have been planning this thing from day one for a solid year. We have been working with this planner meticulously.
Yeah.
I mean, she has been on speed dial.
What does she want to change about it?
Well, everything. Like, ever since she saw this royal wedding, she wants, we were going to get married in a garden. It was beautiful. It was gorgeous scenery. And now she wants to try to book a church at the last minute. She
2 months away.
This
good luck with that.
Wow.
Cathedral church. She wants to book it all of a sudden. You know, we had, like, this organist, and we had, like, you know, kind of like an awesome little, cute mandolin and guitar a duo to like play something nice, and it was really intimate.
Yeah.
Now she wants a gospel choir all of a sudden.
singing Stand By Me.
Choir.
Yeah, no, I get it. All right, hey.
I have that in my back pocket.
Wow.
Hang on one second. Your fiance's name is Miranda, is that right?
Yes.
All right, let's call Miranda and find out what's going on here. Jeez, changing over the last minute.
Hello?
Miranda.
Hi, who's this?
Good morning, Miranda. My name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan. We host the Big A Morning Mess.
Hey, Miranda.
Hey, how are you guys?
Hi.
Why are you calling me?
We're calling you. Well, first of all, we should point out we also have a special guest, your fiance, Luke.
Hi, honey.
Miranda, hi. Luke kind of filled us in about how you saw the royal wedding and you kind of want to change up your wedding now, but it's only 2 months away and he's a little bit concerned. Because, it's only 2 months away.
Right.
Well, it would be nice if he would focus maybe on helping planning me as opposed to calling you guys.
Yeah.
Seriously?
I think his concern is that maybe you had a really nice wedding already planned and you don't need to change. Are you looking to change some things now that you saw the royal wedding?
Yeah, I'm looking to change a few things. I mean, I don't think it's the end of the world. It's like,
honey,
it's our wedding. It's one of the most important days
with
of our
all
lives.
Respect,
I'm talking.
I love you.
You're
I
making
love
this
you
a big
so much,
thing.
But it's not a few things. You have a whole list now. I mean,
it is
you're changing your dress. You
things.
Want a horse and carriage at the last minute.
Why do you care
I don't
if
know.
I change my dress or not? That doesn't affect you.
Didn't you already send out the invitations, though?
It does affect me. It affects
so what?
It affects the both of us. We're in this together. This is our day,
Miranda.
It's
you're looking to change the venue too. Is that right?
Yeah, but I just realized how important it was to me to get married in a church. I mean, I think that's a real.
Yeah.
I was always on the fence about this, but it just kind of inspired me to do what I want. I want to do.
Didn't you already send the invitations? If it's only 2 months away,
that's easy to fix. We can fix it.
It's
not like we're switching the date.
Are you just gonna call every person and tell them? Or?
Yeah, I'll call them.
Do an invite.
Do anything anyway.
Oh my gosh.
Have you done anything?
Okay.
No. So don't worry.
Okay, so now Miranda, you want to change the music, the dress, the actual place where your wedding is being performed. And you want a horse and carriage, and you're 2 months away, and you've already sent out the invitations.
Yeah, it's not tomorrow. It's 2 months.
Yeah, no, it sounds completely reasonable to me. Hang on.
I can do it. I can make anything happen.
Okay, all right. Hang on 1 second. 340-9595. 340-9595. The invitations have already gone out, and now the bride wants a lot of things different. Who's right, who's wrong in this scenario? 340-9595. Your phone call's next. Luke called us up in a panic because he's getting married in 2 months, right, Luke?
That's right.
Yeah, but that's not why he's panicked. He's panicked because his fiance Miranda wants to change a bunch of stuff. Miranda, real quick, tell us again what you want to change.
I want to change the venue. I want to get married in a church now. I might change my dress, which only affects me, no one else.
Right.
The music, and I'd like to have a horse and carriage
right
at the end.
And you're 2 months away and the invitations have already gone out.
Yeah.
Okay. 340-9595. Is it too late, or is it, you know, hey, what the bride wants, the bride gets? 340-9595. Sarah, good morning. What do you think?
I think it's just crazy. She's asking for a disaster there. What affects one affects all. That's like one of my favorite quotes that I always try to live by.
Yeah, that's
so
a good one.
Hello? Going to affect her cake decorator. That's going to affect everybody, you know.
Yeah.
Everything. So she just got to decide if she really wants her wedding to be that chaotic.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for calling. We appreciate it. Katie from Fleming Island, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, thank you. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Katie. What do you want to say?
First off, I just want to say I absolutely love Megan, and I would be too... Mark, but I love Megan.
Megan's my favorite too. everyone loves Megan.
That's very nice.
And I'm
you.
Just an afterthought at times.
Oh yeah.
Well, anyway, well, we appreciate that. Megan appreciates that as well.
Yeah, I do. Thank you.
Did you want to comment on the Am I Wrong?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, okay, good.
Well, first off, I just want to say I think the girl's kind of a little bit crazy on this one.
Yeah.
But that being said, I still agree with the girl. But that's because personally, me, I don't care about anything to do with my wedding whatsoever.
Right.
I'm going to let the girl do all of that. So just let her stress about it. I'm not going to stress about it. If I was a guy, I wouldn't stress about it at all. Just say, okay, yes, yes, yes. Then, you know, let her stress and do it.
Solid plan.
I'm going to let them have their dream, you know, like just say, okay, that's cool. I mean, like, why stress about it if she's got it all in the control? Just, you know, just let her do it.
Absolutely, Katie. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys. Have
all right.
Day.
And you
Bye.
Love Megan. Yeah, bye-bye. This is Nikki from Georgia. Hi, Nikki. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
Great, Nikki. What'd you want to say?
Oh, I just wanted to say, first of all, y'all are petty for having that song playing in the background, Stand By Me. I was over here rolling. But I do want to say that the girl is bugging. She needs to do her thing, have the wedding that she wants, go with it, enjoy it. It's going to be crazy, but it's going to be fun, so have a drink. And just go enjoy yourself, girl.
Go enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Yes, I'm trying to compete with Megan and Hair. We are not them, girl. Do your thing.
Right.
Let them have their moment. It was beautiful, but yeah, do your thing, girl. Just go with it.
Right. Don't change your plans.
Change your plans. No.
Also, right. Like you're not a princess,
away.
You know?
Right,
like
yeah.
That's why, yeah.
No, so stand by your plans and stand by me.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, all right. See. Hey, Nikki, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate
it. Have a great day. Thank you. I love you guys.
Oh, we love you too. We love you. Mostly Megan, though. Laurie from Middleburg, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Laurie. What do you want to say?
I just want to say I think she's missing the bigger picture. You know, you already have a great wedding plan. Why change it? All that matters is you're marrying the man you love.
That is true. That is very heartfelt. So it doesn't matter if you're in your church, or you have your mandolin player, or whatever.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm engaged. I'm getting married at the courthouse. All that matters is I'm marrying him.
Oh, that's
yeah,
sweet.
That's great.
That's sweet. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Paolo from the South Side. How are you, Paolo?
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Paolo, what'd you want to say?
So, first thing, I'm a huge fan of you guys.
Oh.
Number two is...
Us guys or Megan?
Oh my God, Mark's
both,
so butthurt.
No, I'm not. I'm just... No, Megan, we're all
one care. Person on the planet says they like me, and Mark's like, oh my God!
She said she loved you, Megan. anyway, sorry, Paolo, what'd you want to say?
Sure. So it's a ridiculous idea, first of all, but coming from a person who's been married for 15 years, I would want to say, let her run the play, just say, yes, honey.
Yeah.
Because if she doesn't do it, at the end of the day, if she's not happy with the wedding, it will haunt her for the rest of the wedding, of the married life.
Yeah, no, that's true. That is.
And number two, let her run the play. Do all the changes. If it doesn't go well, she's got only herself to blame.
Right, but then don't ever say, "See, I told you so." You can't do that either.
That's true.
No, it's very delicate. You have to be like, everything's fine. Do what you want, and then when it all goes hell, you have to be like, "No, it was great. It was phenomenal. Everything worked out great." Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.